you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to personalized content for free, just search Ramsey Network in the App Store to find the answers you're listening for. To get access to
traffic report, he can do it one word. Crowded. That's my thought going into the new tailgate season.
Backed up.
But we made it. We're here.
We're here.
In
one piece, relatively.
And the best news is, knock on wood, is that looks like there will be fans here enjoying it. And there are a million tailgaters who are not intimidated by the weather reports whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Let's go, man. I mean, yeah. This is what it's all about right here. There's nothing like college football Friday night, Saturday. You walk around campus. I was walking the campus. My daughter's class scheduled today. You could feel there's a different energy, right? You see moms and dads and the little ones who aren't attending class, but wanting to see what Michigan State University is all about, a gorgeous campus. But you see it. All we got to do is look right out here from Munfield. You see all the green and white tents. Somebody's got a red one. It makes no sense. But you see all the green and white tents. The people, there's just a different feel for college football game day, where people want to be next to one another. They want to root with one another. They want to party with one another. They want to greet free sandwiches. That's why Tim was late. Yes. All those things are made up of football. And that's what I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling an energy that I think's been lacking for a while.
And I'll tell you what, you hit the nail on the head with that, and I want to ask Alexandra, who I apologize, I am sweating profusely. I can't manage anybody wanting to be close to each other, especially in our booth. Alexandra Jaiwa from the Lansing Sports Network is with us today. Alexandra, you're an alumni. You went to school here. What are your thoughts as you return today?
Yeah, I would say the buzz is exciting. Just bringing back a new coach, having the energy out. We've had the ability to be able to see Coach Smith talk, and it's low ego, high output. We continue to see that. The students are excited. The transfers have adapted well to the culture, to Michigan State, and we have welcomed them with open arms. So really excited to see what we do on the field, and excited to have the rookies and our veteran returning players too.
It's nice to have you along, by the way. Alexandra is going to be making her debut. Had a chance to speak with former Spartan J.U. Culprit, who was also made an appearance with Matt Shepard this morning.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah,
he really was.
Good guy.
Yeah.
And a great interview. Can't wait to have your show, Matt.
Yes, is your mic turned up properly? Nathan, is his mic turned up properly, or is it my headset? Matt's loud. Alexandra's loud.
I'm not as loud.
I think Alexandra's always loud.
No, okay. Now you're better.
I'm way too loud. Yeah, just ask my wife.
There you go. Just wanted to hear the dulcet tones. All right, let's jump into some football stuff. Guys, Michigan State firmly entrenched in a reset year. It's time to remove the specter of last season, which, let's be honest, it is a specter from the minds of the remaining Spartans and their fans. And we're going to start over with the new regime with CJS. And without delay, this is the best time to mention our Take 'em Back Michigan stat of the game, as it revolves around just that. Take 'em back. Let's take 'em back to zero. That's the stat. Matt, Tim, Alexandra, that's the stat. Zero. No wins, no losses, no draws, no stats, no worries. Only focus today needs to be what's in front of them. Do you agree, Matt?
Well, let me ask you guys this. And Tim, you've been doing this for a long, long time. There's a three-word phrase that says, why not us? And I know most people outside their locker room and their practice facility don't believe in them. But in talking with J.U. Culprit earlier today, I said, what's the goal? Because most people, if you talk to people, they'll go, well, after a struggle last year, I could see six wins, maybe seven. I fall into that trap too. He said the goal is always the same. You win a national championship. You win a Big Ten title, then you win a national championship. How realistic that is, I don't know. But I'll guarantee you this. There's a lot of people who didn't think the Kansas City Royals could win the AL Central this year. And by golly, if they're not challenging for it. There's a lot of people who 2 years ago didn't think the Las Vegas Knights would win the Stanley Cup. I'm not saying Michigan State's going to do that. I'm just saying Jonathan Smith has a clean slate. It's brand new. He's got 61 new players. He's got a chance to mold them any way he wants. This is the perfect chance to do it against the team you're supposed to beat before you go on the road and play an improved team from a year ago. Give them the opportunity to judge them based on a week-by-week basis. That's all I say.
Jim?
Well, there are two things that strike me is, first of all, when Michigan State changes coaches or any other major school, it's usually in January after the bowl games. Mm-hmm. This guy's been around here as a head coach since Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, it seems like he's been here in my kid because we've interviewed him how many thousand times. He went through when Tucker came here, it was right before spring practice because D'Antonio waited to the bitter end.
Right.
And then, so Tucker, but how many of these coaches are named somewhere early in the new year, right before spring practice? So that seems a little bit bizarre to me, because even though it's his first game, it feels like he's been here long enough to get his retirement papers. The other thing is,
that's a good point though.
I don't,
it's really
in
important.
The history of Michigan State, I doubt going into any season, any roster has as many as there are 61 new players on this team.
Right.
61 players who are dressing today, they're equal with us. Mm-hmm. We've never played here before. They've never played here before. So, and if I had a nickel from last Thanksgiving to today, how do you think the Spartans are going to do this fall in football? And I sheepishly try to deflect that, because in all honesty, the only way thing I go by is the schedule. So I say, well, right, I'm going to guess they're better in Florida Atlantic. And I'm going to guess they're better in Prairie View. So they're going to get two there, I would think. I think because those guys go through the portal as well. I don't know how much money they're paying all these guys. The quarterback's never played a game as a starter. He's 18 years old, and he reportedly is getting $100,000 a month. Okay? The world's changed around here. The world has changed around here. Now, what I do say is, if they win tonight, can they win at Maryland next Saturday? I claim the biggest game of the year is next Saturday.
That's exactly what I've said. I'm glad you said that.
Because if they lose, it's not over. But if they win, then they can beat Prairie View and be 3-0.
Right.
And if they would happen to go to Boston College and win, you realize they would be playing Ohio State here 4-0. Yeah. And while they might be a 40-point underdog, they got 4-0. That's my thought.
Yeah, that's pretty damn good. Listen, I don't know why you got to say he makes as much money as you do a month.
I know. I was just going to say, that's Tim Stout.
I'm not sure that matters.
Jeez.
That's the world of college athletics, unfortunately. We may not like it, but that's the way it is.
And nowhere did I say, well, I think they'll go to a bowl, or I think they'll win the title. I have absolutely no idea. I would guess they're going to win tonight. I can't imagine Florida Atlantic is going to come up here and play a school and a team with all this tradition, background, resources, and everything. And I always say in the first game of a season, man, you're really fired up. Yeah. A home team, if you're a road team and you win on the road in your first game like North Carolina did last night at Minnesota where they're all just going nuts, you had to achieve something because everybody's unbeaten. And the backup players, when they get in, are trying to impress all the coaches so they get more playing time. So I'd be surprised if State struggles tonight.
Couldn't happen to a better guy, P.J. Fleck, losing last night, right? The only thing I would say to that is remember what North Dakota State did last night, too.
Yeah.
They go into Boulder, and they scared the Jesus out of Deion Sanders and company, scored every time they had the football in the first half, and lost a close game. I'm not saying Florida Atlantic's like this, but their head coach, Tom Herman, he knows how to win.
Well, exactly. I said that earlier today on the Huge Show. Our friend Bill Simonson asked me what my thoughts were, and I said, well, as Michigan State, you don't want to take this team lightly. Because the minute you do that, like Tom Herman, you know, who's had some experience and stuff, he's the guy's won. Alexandra, any thoughts on the stats?
You know, they continue to say when you can feel it, you can see it, you can see it happening. And we continuously have seen both the rookies and the vets matching the same energy. And so that's why when we're going out on the field today, when we're seeing some of these transfers versus, again, those 61 players that have not seen this field before, we're consistently seeing throughout training camp the energy matching well. So I'm optimistic not only about this game, but again, to Tim's point about Maryland, and I think we're going to have we'll be going 4-0, going against Ohio State. I'm calling it now.
I don't know about Steve and Matt, but if you're around for 12 of these shows, I might finally learn something off this show.
Yeah, there's a reason we brought her along here.
I might finally learn something.
Well, that's their
because the rest of these guys, you know.
you're not learning anything from me.
Throw Brock in there, too, because I hear that all morning,
The only
too.
Thing I would add to that, though, is that we don't know what Maryland is like.
Sure.
We don't know.
No.
Okay, what Boston College is like. We got a pretty damn good idea of what Ohio State is like. Mm-hmm. Michigan State's got a really tough four-game stretch. We're all well aware of that. Iowa's supposed to be better, but they said that a year ago, right? Kate McNamara could get hurt again tomorrow like he has before. That's why I say, let's judge this team on week by week and see what happens.
Absolutely. One by one. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they're saying that about us. And like Coach Smith said on Monday, right after their practice, this is a ghost team. And so just like we don't know necessarily about what they're going in with, they don't know what we're going in with.
So, Steve,
so we have those hidden weapons.
And the irony of this is, I have no idea if they'll be 4-0, but let's just play it out and say they are. All these fans, you know what that tailgate show is going to be like if they're 4-0. But when Kenneth Walker was here in the 11-2 season and they were undefeated and they went to Columbus and he's going to win the Heisman and Michigan State, man, they're just awesome. Well, Ohio State only led at halftime 49-0.
Yeah.
So, I mean, would that play itself out again? I don't know. You know, to the Tom Herman point, he's played it. He's coached here before. He was with Ohio State. So he knows a little bit about the lay of the land in here coming in here.
Do you guys think... That's what I'd ask you. When you see that and you see teams that are players who come into a new environment, all right, they've had a chance to adjust to the school, to the social aspect of it, to their teammates, to the playbook. Why do you think it would matter if they go into Michigan State Spartan Stadium and play for the first time ever? Why is that a big deal?
I just think the culture here, Alexandra, you went to school here, like I said, I think the culture here in East Lansing is... And when you're part of Spartan Nation, it's something special. It's like JU said to you earlier today, and we've heard him say it before. You can go anywhere in this country or the world and say, go green. Somebody's going to say, go white. Mm-hmm. It's special here. It's just that special. Spartan Nation is just a special.
Well, and I think, you know what, too? There's not a single school that I would say in the Big Ten that has overcome adversity the way we have. And the fans, you could attest that Spartan fans are, you know, loyal, if not more loyal than the Lions fans were, the real Lions fans, the ones where we were barely getting a win throughout the past decade. And the fans that you walk in and you feel the energy and you see how passionate we are about our players on the field, whether they're incoming transfers, whether they are just getting their first start like Aiden Childs is, we are consistently passionate and we embrace them and open them with
I feel that in going in there and watching the game with my daughter over the last couple of years. I don't sense it from the student body as much as it should be. I don't think they do a great job of drawing enough students here. Who that's to blame, I don't know. But I can tell you this, in going into that stadium the last 2 years, I was stunned at the amount of seats available to students.
So you said that earlier with me last weekend when you and I were talking on the Lansing Sports Network Insider. Tim, what are your thoughts on that?
Specifically on what?
On the student
I was
body maybe not
when
embracing
the hot dogs were getting delivered here.
The student body maybe not embracing Spartan Nation as much as.
Well, I think the world's different.
Yeah.
I just think the world is. I think students today, collegiately, have got a lot more on their plate than we did when my kids got done going to school.
For sure.
Yeah. I just think there's a lot on their. And, you know, the world isn't cheap. I mean, it just. Yeah. Going to school here or any place, man, it's not cheap. It's. The irony is, but I've seen this at Michigan too. Tonight, sure. The east part of that upper deck's going to be empty till there's 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and that's assuming there's no rain. And they'll come wandering in there, because security here is very careful letting these students in. They can come, but they don't need any hassles with the world we live in today. And I'm amazed how much improvement and how polished Michigan State security people are with these metal detectors getting people in and out of this place in a timely fashion. Because when it started, it took, the lines out here forever. Well, now, if you know what you're doing, you can get in here and get into the stadium on a time. Now, it's like anything else. When Ohio State's here, there's going to be more student interest. Right. When Florida Atlantic's here, there probably is not quite as much. When Prairie View's here, probably not as much enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And then when Michigan was in here last year and it was 42-0 in the third quarter, I mean, I don't know how many times I could hear Go Blue running around the stadium, but I heard it quite a bit, which is understandable in the world we live in today.
So. I'm falling somewhere in between Alexandra and Matt's comments, and here's what I'm going to say, Matt, and this is about as controversial as I'm going to get. What we had to deal with the last couple of seasons wasn't necessarily great.
Right.
So if you see a drop-off in student participation, perhaps it had something to do with the coaching culture. I can tell you from people on the street around here, it wasn't a whole lot that the previous coach did to endear himself to the fans. You've got a totally different environment with Coach Smith.
No, I get it.
I think Coach Smith is building a different environment. I think that's what we'll see.
I thought he was the perfect hire. I don't disagree with that. I've been around it too, and I understand it. But that same coach also won double digit games to beat Michigan.
Absolutely.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm used to seeing this place packed, and the last couple of years to me have been disappointing. From an attendance standpoint, from a student body standpoint, look, there's a lot of people disappointed at Penn State. They still go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So there has to be, I say this all the time about the Tigers, for example. There's got to be an expectation.
Yeah.
You want to settle for this middle? Go right ahead. I want this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Championships.
There's not many programs in the country, not the Big Ten, in the country that have legitimate chances to win national championships in football and basketball. This is one place. I've said this consistently for the past 15 years. The attendance should not be here. Yep. It should be much higher.
Great point.
And that should be the expectation.
Great point.
That's why I think one of the big stories tonight, if not as big, at least in my opinion, is not what happens on the field. Because I think attendance gauges fan interest. You think it's a coincidence the Lions are sold out for the entire season this year? You think it's a coincidence, or did they do well left? Around here, when I see this tonight, I'll be curious to see how many empty seats are there. How many? Now, I do think the weather might trace a few away.
Yeah.
But I know in the station, when we have tickets to give away, I mean, Becky's been giving me tests that in Prairie View, I've already got a big pile. How many you want, okay? But it's going to be different for Ohio State and Iowa. Those are the two big games this
year.
For
sure.
Yeah. You know, it's a little unfair to judge that, though. I mean, this schedule to me is awful. You've got two games in November here. One's at 9 o'clock at night with Purdue. Rutgers is the other one. Purdue and Rutgers combined won't sell 200 tickets, right?
Right.
And you don't know what state's record's going to be then. And the weather's never the same here, okay?
And a 9 o'clock start? That's ridiculous.
On Friday night, no less. So that's two of them. So the other three in here, you got this one, but it's Florida Atlantic. Then great weather September, but it's Prairie View, right? So that leaves Iowa. and Ohio State as the big ones that are in here.
Right.
And they'll take care of themselves because Iowa's homecoming and Ohio State's like, you don't have to worry about selling tickets with Ohio State because they'll, believe me, the first fans that'll be around here for this show will be all Ohio State fans in here.
That's a good point.
All right, gentlemen and ladies, traffic has already begun to pick up from what I'm hearing, Tim. We'll deliver our Hungry Howie's traffic report in just a few. We're also going to catch up with Alexandra Jaiwook for some further discussion and a special interview when the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show powered by Sparky's Electric continues on the Game 7:30 a.m. 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker, and of course, Classic Rock 94.
Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Another season of Michigan State Spartan football is back on Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. Never miss another touchdown again on the air and in the free Lansing Sports Network app. See game times and more in the Lansing Sports Network app. It's time for another game day weather update.
As MSU begins its new football season tonight, we are keeping a very close eye on the forecast as some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this evening. Now, the good news is that all of the rain would move out before the game is done, but we'll keep an eye on the sky and make sure you pack the rain gear because some thunderstorms are...
It's kind of a big deal. Pick up a large with your choice of flavored crust for $14.99 each. Order today on HungryHowies.com or download the app.
Hungry? Howie!
It's time for another game day travel update delivered by Hungry Howie's.
Traffic is slowing up a little bit. 496 going eastbound between Cedar Street and 127, right where the construction is. Also coming into campus from the south side, 127 northbound, all the way back to the Holt Road exit, up to 496, and up to the Grand River, Trowbridge Road, the Grand River exit as well. So motorists, take your time wherever you're going. If you know a back way to get into East Lansing for the big game, take that. That is a look at your traffic. Your game day travel update is delivered to you by Hungry Howie's.
This is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show, presented by Price Right RV with the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and Steve Goff. Now, from the mobile Sparky Electric Studios at the stadium, this is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show.
And alongside with us today, we've got Matt Shepard and Alexandra Jaiwook, Tim Stout, myself, Steve Goff, here at Munn Field on the outskirts of Football Church, Spartan Stadium. LaFontaine Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is our small business spotlight this week. LaFontaine CDJR Lansing.com, home of the family deal. They're busting inflation and bringing 2018 pricing back. And you can lease a new Compass for only $199 per month. Visit LaFontaine CDJR Lansing.com.
Don't you love seeing the kids with all the Michigan State gear and throwing the football around and, you know, just running routes? I saw a little guy over there wearing number 18 in green, and he's got a helmet with a visor on.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? That's so sweet.
And here we are. And you can also visit LaFontaine and ask for Dalton. It is a beautiful day. Kids are out here playing. Some call it the woodshed. Some call it football church like me. Been host to some great football in the last 101 years. Hey, a nearly 70% win percentage at home for our Spartans. And today,
nice.
They're hoping to see a big debut for Coach Jonathan Smith and his new look offense and defense. Fellas, in the meantime, no stranger to this campus is our colleague and MSU grad, Alexandra Jaiwook. Alexandra, you had some time to speak with former MSU player J.U. Kalfrick this week for our Alumni Hall, Alumni of the Game.
J.U., you are a Big Ten All-American as a freshman. Your junior year, you were captain. Another All-Big Ten mention, 21 touchdowns your senior year. And, you know, as a Spartan alum, I really want to hear just what brings you back when you step foot on the field, whether that's a specific play or game. Kind of walk me through what brings you back.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things, you know, being a former player, anytime you step into Spartan Stadium, it's something that's truly special. It's, you know, hallowed grounds, you know, for former players, and the atmosphere that Spartan Stadium creates, and it's special playing in Spartan Stadium under the lights as it's going to be for this game coming up here. So it's always just a really good feeling stepping in the atmosphere and what the fans bring. Being a Spartan, that's, you're part of the fan base, you know, all your life, and no matter where you go in the world or in the country, you can say go green and someone else will say go white back to you.
We hear the term Spartan dog getting thrown around a lot, and especially for you as an alumni, as a player on this field, What does being a Spartan dog mean to you, and how does that really translate into you being now out in the community? Walk me through that.
Yeah, you know, the term Spartan dog is, it was really coined back in the day. You had to earn that right to be called a Spartan dog, and it took the blood, sweat, tears that you put in and day out in training camp in the hot days of, you know, summer, the two-a-days, putting your body on the line every single week. It's that brotherhood. People could come together and didn't know everybody in college. There's people joining fraternities, some people join sororities. That's their badge of honor throughout their life, and they can connect with others that way. It's the same thing in the football world. If you're a Spartan dog, you understand what the guy next to you, the next person that's saying that to you, what they went through, the sacrifices, the suffered, the good times, the bad times, all those things. That's what it truly means to be a Spartan dog.
You learned under legendary coach Mark D'Antonio. What was it like to be under his leadership, and really how did he influence you in your career, both as a player and now off as a player? You're a coach yourself, you're a motivational speaker. What parts of that do you carry with you now?
Yeah, you know, one of the big things Coach D taught us as players is just how to handle adversity, no matter when it's thrown at you. It could be back in our playing days, as you know, you're playing in hostile environments. If you go to Madison, Wisconsin, at the end of the third quarter, they play jump around the stadium, electric and rocking. That's that handling that kind of adversity, but it's really how you do that. And the biggest thing that I can take away from Coach D, because having a really good relationship with him, still talk to him often up to this day, is just developing from a boy in college to that, to being a man, to being a good father, a good husband, those different things, those values, those characters that he instills upon you that's beyond the game of football that you can use in the game of life. Those are some of the things that Coach D'Antonio instilled. And, you know, he loves and prides himself in the relationship that he has with his former players. And I think, you know, all you talk to all his former players, it's always something different that they'll take away from him. But there's always that one thing in common, that love for Coach D'Antonio that everyone has.
Now that training camp is done, what's going to open up for us under Coach Smith's leadership?
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Smith is the right guy for the job. And you got to give a shout out to AD Allen Hallard for, you know, identifying the right person for this role, because Michigan State was in a bit of embarrassment. It was a bit of sense of doubt of where the program's going to go. And I think Allen did a great job in leading the program back, and by identifying Coach Smith and the staff that Coach Smith has brought with him. These are guys that truly want to be here as Spartans. They're guys that want to be part of the program. This is not a stepping stone for them. So, and they're instilling those into players, building a foundation. And I think that's what Coach Smith is doing. And I think it should be, you know, people, Spartan fans should be excited about this season coming up, because I think there's a lot of good opportunity out there in front of us. These guys are going to go out there and they're going to fight. They're going to give everything that they have to each other, more importantly, and then to this fan base.
Kind of wrapping up here, we have an Alumni Hall question of the game from Kara L. JU, she wants to know, you know, just wrapping up, if you could have played any other sport besides football, what would you have played and why?
That's a good one. Growing up in Africa, and then coming to, I played a lot of soccer. So playing soccer, I didn't play football till I was in ninth grade. And the only reason I played football is because I went to such a small high school, graduating with 26 kids, that we didn't have a soccer team. We only had a football team. So definitely would have been soccer. I loved the game of soccer, played it all the way till I was in ninth grade. So I think it would have been soccer.
All right. I would not have guessed that. I was personally thinking track, just based off of your athleticism, but you know, that goes hand in hand with soccer. But thank you so much, Shay, for coming on. Thank you to our sponsors over at Alumni Hall for the fans. Good luck to all the players on the field today, and go green.
Go white.
All right, Alexandra, great job. Your first interview. I love it.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah,
thank
JU is a lot of fun.
That surprised me at the end there, just like her. I mean,
soccer?
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. He's good. You know who his good friend is? Ryan Miller.
Ryan Miller. Yes, that's great. You know,
he's really good. He does a good job. That was a nice interview.
Can you imagine being on the soccer pitch across from JU Crawford?
I would be terrified.
He would beat the hell out of you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. More like rugby, honestly. Those arms, man, coming right at you full-fledged.
Mm-hmm. Tim, what do you remember about JU Crawford back in the old days when he was here? Oh, you don't have your headset on.
Tim's just looking for hot dogs.
He's on a never-ending quest.
I don't know how to put these on.
Yeah.
I remember
the hot dogs are coming.
He's used
worry.
To an earpiece.
I remember very well. He had a name that was hard to spell. That's yeah. what I remember the most. And he's the only Jehu I think who's ever played sports in Michigan State. Very friendly guy.
Yeah. Great yeah. dude.
Very friendly guy.
Arms as big as you can imagine. I mean,
kind of like my, like as big as my head almost.
Yes.
Know?
Yes. What did you, what, you talked to him earlier today too, Matt. What were your thoughts about
Yeah, I think he's really engaging. I love his energy. To be honest with you, before I researched the interview, I didn't realize he held the single season record for most touchdowns by a running back with 21. I love his spirit, and I love his expectations like we talked about in the last, segment. He's a type A, but he's a softer spoken type A. Most of these guys are. And I think it's going to be, you can learn an awful lot from him. So I really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, and I enjoyed hearing it. And I enjoyed your interview, Alexandra. And I know that he mentioned getting a chance to play for Coach D'Antonio.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on that? I mean, I think Coach D'Antonio is more like Coach Smith than most.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he hit it, you know, right on the head, just calling out. We did face some adversity years, and being under Coach D'Antonio, they have some very similar resemblance in terms of ego and how they expect their players to present themselves, both on the field, both in media, both with the fans. Mm. And so coming from, you know, in Africa and coming from where JU came from and now being able to bring that over to America, now being a sports analyst, being a motivational speaker, a lot of what D'Antonio did to instill in these players paved the way for both JU's career as a motivational speaker, giving back to the community with his high school coaching. And I think that's something that we, again, continue to see with Coach Smith and the same set of expectations for his players as well.
Steve, what happens next week if between now and next week Alexandra gets hired by ESPN's Game Day?
Well, hey,
then what are we going to do?
Well, we'll have to, Spartan mentality. I mean, next person up, we'll have to go grab Shep again and bring him up.
Don't take this the wrong way. I've seen the cast of characters on this thing for 27 years. Usually we have people have trouble putting sentences together, you know.
Listen, there's a kid in a helmet right out there who's trying to be the next Kirk Cousins. You could bring him over.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's on my list of alumni to interview. Don't you worry, okay?
Go. We've got him
already. Jaden Reed, we're working on it.
I'm feeling a little out of my league right
Me
now.
Me too.
You know, so.
Speaking of Alumni Hall, though, and our Alumni of the Week, we have a pair of tickets
to
the game.
We sure
do.
So
let's ask people to come up to the booth. If you're still looking for tickets on your way into the stadium, let's go and come on by and tell Alexandra, great interview with JU.
Yes, and you know what? On that note, too, we're giving away $50 gift certificates for the Alumni Hall Question of the Week. So make sure for every home game, you're tuning into Alumni Hall's Facebook page, getting that question out there, your chance to win a $50 gift certificate. And then, hey, stop by our booth. Let me hook you up with some tickets for this tonight's game, okay?
All right. Price Right RV MSU Football Tailgate Show brought to you by Sparky's Electric, Hungry Howie's, Coors Light, Quality Tire, Alumni Hall, and Hager Fox. Back after this.
Lansing's Big Talker.
Is Elena Lee from Okemos High School Girls Golf, and it's brought to you all season long by the Lansing Sports Commission.
It's time for another Game Day weather update.
As MSU begins its new football season tonight, we are keeping a very close eye on the forecast as some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this evening. Now, the good news is that all of the rain would move out before the game is done, but we'll keep an eye on the sky and make sure you pack the rain gear because some thunderstorms are
kind of a big deal. Pick up a large with your choice of flavored crust for $14.99 each. Order today on HungryHowies.com or download the app.
Hungry? Howie!
It's time for another Game Day travel update delivered by Hungry Howies.
Traffic slower than normal, 496 eastbound between Cedar Street and 127. 127 northbound between the Holt Road exit and the 496 interchange. When you're coming into campus, there's that huge construction project going on between Grand River and the Jolly Dunkel Road exit. Give yourself extra time if you're heading into the stadium, and traffic obviously slow within the city limits of East Lansing on Grand River and in Hagedorn and pretty much everywhere else right now. Your Game Day travel update is delivered to you by Hungry Howies.
This is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show, presented by Price Right RV with the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and Steve Goff. Now, from the mobile Sparky Electric Studios at the stadium, this is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show.
Tim Stout, Steve Goff, Alexandra Jaiwook, and last but not least, this man over here, Matt Shepard, joining us today for the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show on 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker, Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. We are broadcasting live from Munn Field, powered by Sparky's Electric. Guys and gals, today is just the fourth all-time meeting between Michigan State and Florida Atlantic. Spartans lead that series 3-0, all three with Mark D'Antonio at the helm. MSU won the last matchup bigly, 44-0 at Spartan Stadium in 2011. In order to keep up that momentum in their first matchup in 13 years, it seems to me they need to make some big plays and sustain drives along the way, which leads me to our drive of the game driven by Quality Tire. Guys, offense, defense, special teams, what do you feel is going to be the most important drive today, Matt Shepard?
You know, there's not many people I want to get a picture with, but there's a guy out there with a tuba that has a little bit of a beer situation off to the side with a funnel that leads to his mouth while he's also blowing the tuba. I want to get my picture with that guy. I would say this. We were talking earlier about Tom Herman.
Yeah.
Went 32-18 at Texas. Third most by a UT coach in his first 4 years. Helped Sam Ellinger throw for over 4,000 yards. Only Vince Young and Colt McCoy were able to do that. 39 touchdowns. I think his offense, he knows how to move the football. But he's got a first-time signal caller, Cam Fancher, who transferred from Marshall. I think he's limited a little bit with some of his offensive weapons, although there is, you know, he's got a center, Frederico Moranjez, who's a preseason all-conference. I think for MSU's defense, I think, you know, Joe Rossi's a really good coach. Remember this, folks. Well, at Minnesota, he helped mold the Golden Gophers defense into top 10 defense three times and top 10 scoring defense twice. So I think what's really important for Michigan State, not just today, but probably all season long, a few things. So one is you can't be giving up 30 points per game and expect to win. Now, I know it's not always on the defense because the offense isn't moving the ball. You're out there for a lot. They allowed 30 or more points five times. Okay, that's five times in 10 Big Ten games. That can't happen. All right, so you got to get off the field. Last year, really good doing it, you know, in that situation on third down conversion. And FAU last year, 109th offensively in third down conversion. So they're good there. But they've got to stop hurting themselves. And this just isn't defense, okay? They ranked, Michigan State ranked 110th in penalties per game. That is unacceptable. You've got to get the ball back for your offense, but you can't be hurting yourself. I'm going to say that all season long, that defensively, get off the field on third down, and this is not revolutionary, and stop with the penalties. Way too many a year ago. That allows your offense to be on the field longer. Last year, UConn, Toledo, Kent State, they had more plays per game than Michigan State offensively. Those are some of the keys, I think, not just here today against Florida Atlantic, but all season long.
So Matt Shepard, jumping on to the defensive keys of the game, we need to hit the drive of the game too. So the Quality Tire drive of the game, what do you think is important as the Spartans take the field today, Tim Stout? What is jumping out to you? Is it offense? Is it defense? Is it special teams? What do you feel will be the drive of the game?
Well, there's so much that goes into this because, first of all, with a new coaching staff and a brand new quarterback, among everything else, and 61 new players, what is the game plan to begin with? I mean, are we going to – what's the first play from offense? Is it Nathan Carter just up the middle? Let's see if we blocked anybody. Is it we're going to have this guy sprint out because this guy's got running ability in Aiden Childs because of his athleticism? Are we going to throw the ball downfield, which I don't think you necessarily need to do in a game like this? I mean – I hate to say it because it's so cliche-ish, but if Florida Atlantic's going to stay in the game, does that mean Michigan State's got to help them with some of the things that Matt talked about? We're going to have drive-killing penalties. They're going to turn the ball over. We're going to give them a couple free ones. I'll be curious to see how they use Childs. The modern quarterback today runs with the ball. He does that. But how often is he going to do it? Is it a planned play or is it a broken play? Is he going to sprint out or is he going to be in the pocket? Who's he going to throw to? I think underneath the surface, if you go by 4 weeks of practice and all the coaching rhetoric that you get in preseason, everybody's playing well, every practice has really gone well, guys are really working hard, guys are trying hard, I think there is concern that the offensive line is going to have to be something we look at, because just like the Detroit Lions, amazing what they could do when their offensive line turned out to be what it was a year ago. Goff didn't get hurt, guys are going up and down the field. I think some of that is the case tonight with Michigan State. Can they protect this guy? And depending on how well they do that, that's going to make him available, in my opinion, to kind of do what he wants to do. My guess is they're going to be conservative with him. Why do you have to be wide open to beat Florida Atlantic? And the other hand, this guy's 18 years old. He's not 19. Right. He's 18. All right, think about that a minute. Yeah. What is he, 3 years from voting or whatever? I mean, he can't go out with the fellas after the game and celebrate. He can't do that I know of. So what do you? And I'd be curious with a new coaching staff, what are your expectations for him tonight?
Yeah.
If he has a good game, what would constitute a good game besides just winning the game?
Okay. Alexandra?
Well, I think it's interesting, too, because a lot of the players that have his back, look at Montori. He's his right-hand man. He's the guy that he's looking to. He's a senior. He was one of our leading players last year in terms of leading catches. So I think that he has the player support. You look at Jack Velling, who has his back, too. I don't have any concerns necessarily over him being left wide open, right? But to Tim's point, what does success look like? We do have Tommy who's right behind him. So, and Coach Smith has been very open about we're rotating players in and out. We're going to have multiple players in today's game that are switching in terms of starting versus who's next. So it'll be interesting to see for sure.
You know, I think that, and Shep, I want to get your thoughts on this too. We haven't had an offense like this since I can't remember when. The offensive coordinator here at Michigan State that we hired, same thing with the defensive coach that we hired. You've got brand new looks. You've got a different look to this Spartan team that you haven't seen before. Now, to Tim's point, I don't think we need to show it all today.
No, they won't.
But you're going to see some, and you're going to see some new stuff out there.
Yeah, I think more than just about anything else, and Tim kind of touched on it with that offensive line. He talked about the Lions, and for good reason, they have the best offensive line in the NFL. Save Trent Williams in San Francisco. I would say the identity of Michigan State, I think we throw that word around a lot because we think it's kind of a cool cliche word, but it's so true. The identity of Michigan State's great teams of the past beat the hell out of you up front. They were big, tough dudes who, spit blood in the huddle. And on defense, they punched you in the mouth.
Yep.
I mean, you had to earn every single yard that you got against Michigan State. Those were the best teams, I think, that the Spartans have ever fielded. Are they going to get back to that, knowing that that's what the Big Ten is usually built upon? But with four new teams, with Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA, how much will that affect the Big Ten? Or how much will the Big Ten affect those teams? I think that's a fascinating storyline all season long.
Absolutely. And you can start Sunday night because Southern Cal's going to LSU. If Southern Cal beats LSU, you might want to redo the preseason if they do.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I mean, when you think of some of the last night, Illinois beat Eastern Illinois 45-9. That was their first game. Southern Cal's going to LSU.
Right.
It's a toughie.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a big difference in that
Sunday
scheduling.
Night, that's kind of a toughie.
You like that as a fan, but if you're a coach and an AD, I think you shake your head violently at that and say, why are we doing this?
But now, it's the more of this is coming because these networks are going to tell you who you're going to play, when you're going to play. You guys want all this media money to
like
pay the name,
season?
Image, and likeness?
Right.
You want all this money? Here's who you're going to play, and this is when you're going to play.
And the fact that there's now 12 teams, and eventually that's going to expand. That's going to happen. So eventually you're going to get it to 16 teams. So the loss, the first week loss at LSU, doesn't hurt USC as much as it used to.
But, Brock argues with me this all the time. I'd have to go back and look at it. I still remember the opening game in 1975.
Ohio State.
I don't.
Woody Hayes. Right in here in 1975.
First game?
First game. Wow. Ohio State. Wow. It's the first game in 1987 on Labor Day night with fireworks and Lee Greenwood, Southern Cal. Right out of the chute, okay? Wow. And like I used to tell Perlis all the time, I said, you're always telling me how important these games are against these non-conference teams. I said to George, tell me the next time Michigan State's three non-conference games are Southern Cal, Notre Dame, and Florida State. Ooh. And they went to the Rose Bowl that year and played Southern Cal again and beat them. And you'll unless the networks intervene, you'll never see that again.
Yeah, but let's remind people, every big program does this. Not just the Big Ten, okay? Look at Alabama's non-conference.
That's true. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, Arkansas last night, I'm home from the high school and I'm going around. There's 100 games on, even on Thursday. So I go to the SEC Network and we have the Arkansas postgame show with the Arkansas coach. And at the time, I didn't know who they had beaten. And he's talking like these guys just beat the 85 Bears. Well, they beat Pine Bluff 70-0. And listening, and he's dead serious. Well, you know, I mean, our line, you know, they make no mistakes. I mean, we didn't turn it over.
That Richard Dent guy was really tough to block.
He says, oh, we got a little something to work on in practice this week. I said, well, who'd you play? What was the score? They beat Pine Bluff 70-0. You got to be kidding me.
That's good.
Well, there it is, your drive of the game driven by Quality Tire, guys. We got a little off course with the drive of the game, but I like it. Quality Tire, locally owned and the largest tire inventory in the area. Score big this season with $75 off four new tires. QualityTireLansing.com. As we wrap up hour number one, we're going to have more in hour number two.
It
sure was, man. We're driving.
Ask Alexander more. She's got a book of notes.
I know
here.
She does.
The only thing we brought was our cell phone. The only thing we brought.
We're flipping pages, okay? Yeah. We got a lot to say. It's a big season. So.
That's it. If you can remember 1975, that's the reason you can 21, go without a computer.
21-0, Archie Griffin in Ohio State.
Wow. That's why we keep him around, folks.
Well, how much longer?
As long as we can.
This could be a memorial show before the season's over, the way it's going.
Well, we'll have more in hour number two as our show rolls along on this beautiful Friday afternoon from the campus of Michigan State University with Tim Stout, Matt Shepard, Alexandra Jaiwook, and myself, Steve Goff. Powered by Sparky's Electric. Looking for home EV charging or generator services? Let Sparky's Electric bring the power to your next project, commercial or residential, big or small. Visit SparkysElectricLLC.com. It's the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network tailgate show streaming on the Lansing Sports Network and on 1240 WJIM Lansing's.
What you'll find at Price Right RV in DeWitt. Don't just plan your vacation, own your vacation with a new RV from Price Right.
Another season of Michigan State Spartan football is back on Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. Never miss another touchdown again on the air and in the free Lansing Sports Network app. See game times and more in the Lansing Sports Network app. It's time for another game day weather update.
As MSU begins its new football season tonight, we are keeping a very close eye on the forecast as some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this evening. Now, the good news is that all of the rain would move out before the game is done, but we'll keep an eye on the sky and make sure you pack the rain gear because some thunderstorms are
kind of a big deal. Pick up a large with your choice of flavored crust for $14.99 each. Order today on HungryHowies.com or download the app.
Hungry? Howie!
It's time for another game day travel update delivered by Hungry Howie's.
Traffic still slower than normal. 496 eastbound between Cedar Street and 127 coming in from the west side. Coming in from the north, 127 southbound, slow between Lake Lansing Road and the Jolly Dunkel Road exit. Not just because of people coming in for the game, but because of that massive construction project, which will last until December. Coming in from the south side, 127 northbound, slow between the Holt Road exit and the Grand River Avenue exit. And of course, it's all packed. Hagedorn Road, Harrison Road, and on the Grand River in East Lansing. Your game day travel update is delivered to you by Hungry Howie's.
This is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show, presented by Price Right RV with the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and Steve Goff. Now, from the mobile Sparky Electric Studios at the stadium, this is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show.
Matt Shepard from the Michigan Sports Network, Alexandra Jaiwook from the Lansing Sports Network, and myself, Steve Goff, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, has brought along a special guest. First, before we introduce our very special guest, Tim, women's soccer doing pretty well this year.
They're loaded. They're absolutely loaded. I tell you what, if you'd have told me a few years ago that Michigan State women's soccer, from where it was to where it is today, two back-to-back Big Ten titles, of running the national title, and they're all excellent students. It's a good sport to watch. They filled the soccer stadium over here. Good for them. And, I mean, they have done it. And this Jeff Hostler, he's an East Lansing High School guy. The men's tennis coach is an East Lansing High School guy. Men's tennis, like women's soccer, have just gone from the absolutely, I'd say, rags to riches. But both of them are terrific and good for them. And Michigan State should be proud of both of them, right? Okay, there you go.
I know who's really proud of them as well as MSU FCU. They've really taken to that women's soccer team. Big supporters there. Who do you have with you here today?
Well, you know, you talk about a new era in athletics in a variety of ways, between athletic director, football coach, some of the other coaches and that. But a brand new president began at Michigan State on March 1st. He made his name in education at the University of North Carolina. He was a chancellor there for a long time. And Kevin Guskowitz is here to join us. And not that he needs my approval, but I said to him, I'm amazed at the positive influence I've heard from the general public since he has been here at Michigan State. Kevin, welcome. I know you've been welcomed, and honestly, I know you've got your feet wet here, but this is your first football game experience here at Michigan State, right?
Absolutely. Pretty exciting tonight, and a lot of energy out here. I walk the sidelines of a lot of football games over my sports medicine career, but love doing it as the president of Michigan State University.
So you were at a wonderful school, the University of North Carolina, a variety of ways, and had a long career there. What interested you at this point about coming to Michigan State?
Well, Tim, this is a passionate public university. We aimed at ourselves that from day one. We stepped on campus last November 3rd, 4th, for that Nebraska game. Not the best football season here in East Lansing, but we came on campus and great victory against Nebraska that weekend, and it just felt right. It's an amazing atmosphere, and we're going to rock good over there tonight at West Point Stadium.
So you went through graduation in the spring. You went through a summer here with massive renovation, a variety of ways on campus, which does happen here every year. Now 51,000 students have arrived here in the last couple of weeks. Through all of these different transitions, has anything surprised you about the transition here, even though you've had experience at North Carolina?
We welcome the largest incoming class at Michigan State University this year. Last year was a record-setting number of undergraduates. More students studying on our campus today than ever in the history of the university. It's a place that people want to be at. It's surrounded by our world-class faculty and researchers. I've just been probably surprised by something. It's just been the passion that people have for this incredible place. We've been through some tough times over the last decade, and our alumni, faculty, staff, beside us, and I'm here to stand alongside them now and to lead them in the future. It's a very bright future, both in athletics, but incredible academics. The curriculum is so amazing, and as I said, the research is results in the biggest challenges.
So since March 1st, have you been able to identify something that stands out as a challenge in your own mind? I think I need to address this moving forward.
I think that we've got to amplify the excellence. There's still a lot of people that are focused on the negativity, and that's not just here, it's at a lot of campuses around the country. And my job over the next, this first year is to identify some signature initiatives that we think people realize that excellence that we have here, get them focused on that, off of the negative issues, and provide an opportunity. I think what I want to do is we've got to prepare the workforce for the future. AI is here. If you haven't heard about AI, everybody's heard about it. And we're going to launch this new program, our Engineering Digital Innovation Center, that will change the way in which we prepare the workforce for the future around that will involve AI, engineering, digital innovations.
The 18 presidents of the Big Ten, have you met any of them or many of them? And toward that end, in many ways, the Big Ten Conference is governed by the presidents of the universities. Will you be involved athletically as a president of one of the 18?
Absolutely. In fact, we just had a meeting earlier this week. These are 18 amazing institutions. The Big Ten, as you well know, is known not just for its excellence in athletics, but because of the academics and research. And so they've been united for quite a while, bringing in four new schools and four presidents, very good colleagues of mine, Carol Folt being one from USC, who was my predecessor at UNC. And so we have a long lasting relationship. And so it's going to be great to bring on the four new schools. But we're part of a community now of 18 schools, and the landscape of college athletics is changing dramatically, as you know.
Generally speaking, the issues in athletics at North Carolina, that's an ACC school, do they mirror in any way the issues in athletics at Michigan State, or are they completely separate just for a variety of reasons?
No, I mean, I was fortunate to be an incredible place there for 27 plus years, and I would say UNC Chapel Hill, very similar to these Big Ten schools. They take pride in outstanding academics, solving some of the biggest challenges that society faces, but pride in excellence on the playing fields and on the courts and in the swimming pools, etc. So we are, I think, very similar in that respect in terms of the Big Ten. I bring a lot of experience and I think expertise with having led a great public university there, and we're going to do great things here. We're on the move.
So before I let you go, how will you spend this football Friday? And toward that end, do you have much interaction, or have had you so far, with Jonathan Smith?
Well, let me just say that the first part of my day was involved meetings with some faculty, with one of our proud alums who's helping us to think about the future here at on the campus. I had a chance to meet with one of our golf recruits that we're hoping can do great things here at Michigan State. But also, I texted Coach Smith this morning and just said, "Hey, have fun today. This is a lot of excitement. You're ready for this. We're built for this. And go out and have some fun tonight." And so it's going to be a fun evening.
All right. This is just free to you. If you have any problems with Izzo, you just let us know, because we'll tone him down. Because he's here and he's got a bust of him everywhere and all.
Nobody better than that guy. He was on the presidential search committee. We developed a very close relationship, and he's just an amazing person. He's a pretty darn good football or basketball coach. He could probably coach football too.
Yeah, he could coach football.
he could. But I think most impressive, he's just an amazing person, and
right.
Is there to support not just me, but he's a great mentor for our coaches, and so many of them sort of follow his lead. And he's very close friends with my close friend, Roy Williams.
Oh, yeah.
As you know. So
the future's bright. Well, as I told you on the radio earlier when we had a chance to visit, I think the community's rooting hard for you. I think a 500,000 alumni around the world are rooting hard for you. And on behalf of our station, be sure and let us know if we can help you in any way moving forward. We know it's a challenging job at a great university, and I certainly appreciate you coming by.
Tim, Alexander, Steve, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin Guskowitz is the president of Michigan State University, and he is here. Obviously, it's game time, the whole thing. Thanks, Kevin. Good to see you. All right, Steve, there you go.
Well, boy, that was... Look at you rubbing elbows with the VIP.
What a thrill for him.
What
a thrill for him.
I can't believe you gave him that for free.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? I mean, what a thrill for him.
He's been charging people. Yeah. Well, look at this guy. Now, Tim.
That's classic.
This is
free.
You're attracting more people here.
Is this my friend?
Alan Haller is here.
Is this Alan? Hi.
Mr. Haller, good to see you.
Good to see you again, Alan.
So, two things on, you guys talked to Alan a little bit, two things.
He will.
He got married this summer, and he just got home from the 11-day trip in Spain with a basketball team. So he's had a pretty good summer.
Very good summer.
He's had to, here, go right into there, right in the middle of that,
awesome
right there.
Yeah.
So you know Matt Shepard, Steve Goff, Alexander's right here. Okay, we have Michigan
Matt
State.
Matt, go ahead, ask some questions before you take
off. No, it's okay. I mean, we let Tim lead the way, if you will.
Well, So those are two big family events, right? Getting married this summer, and then at the same time, they went to Spain. I assume it was a great trip. That's what everybody tells me who went.
It was a phenomenal trip. The student athletes had an absolute great time, played three games. We had some donor friends on the trip as well, and it was just a great experience. And yes, I did get married June 28th.
Congratulations.
I'm excited. We moved out to Oklahoma from DeWitt, and
Now, what was the problem there?
Well, my wife works in the Canton area,
so
it gets her on 96 a little faster.
Did you go on the honeymoon yet?
We did.
Was Spain part of it?
Spain was work.
I heard there was a couple people's honeymoons on that trip.
Yeah, it was, you know, I actually did work with Spain. You know, it was 10 days of sightseeing and learning about each other.
Work. That's cool. Let me ask you this. Well, why do you think important trips like that are important for student athletes?
A lot of things. I mean, one is to see something different, especially when you're going internationally. Sometimes we get locked into the American way of doing things, whether that's how we treat people, how we talk to people, with customs. So to be able to go overseas and see that, but then a bonding experience like that, to be together on bus trips, plane, hotel, and learn little different things about each other, you know, was awesome.
Cool.
It's a different world, Alan. When you played here, there were not 61 new Spartans playing their first game as they are tonight. What an adjustment, huh?
Yeah, I think, you know, my class was maybe 18 players. Out of that 18, I think me and Courtney Hawkins were the only new players that would have played. So 61, and a lot of those players are going to play tonight.
Yeah.
And that turnover is not from 2 years ago. That's literally from the spring. And so Coach Smith has had, you know, 3 months, 4 months to really get this team molded into a way that they're all aligned and working in the same direction. But I've been to enough practices, Tim. I'm really excited about what we'll see. I can't guarantee a win, but I can guarantee you that a good product and our fans will leave the stadium feeling good about things.
I told him before Matt gives you a question, the irony of the season a little bit is Jonathan Smith, yeah, it's his first game, but he's been here since Thanksgiving. And a lot of coaching changes at this level coming there in January after the Bulls. You get right into spring practice. It was that way for Mel Tucker after D'Antonio quit that. So while it's his first game, I kind of feel like he's well known by a lot of people just in the 8 or 9 months he's been here getting. The anticipation, the buildup for him must be amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. We are fortunate to be able to do a search the way we did it. It's not traditional to have an entire football season to do a search. And then, you know, we played at Ford Field against Penn State Friday night. The next morning, I kind of knew what was going on. But it wasn't a done deal. And Jonathan and I talked about 10 o'clock that next morning, announced it, and he was here Sunday. And he's been here ever since.
I am fascinated by this because you played the game, so you know what leadership is all about, right? And people lead in different ways. What do the best leaders have, and what of those characteristics do you think jumps out at you when you think of Jonathan Smith?
I think the number one thing that I've seen leaders from coaches to CEOs, presidents, is the ability to get people to follow them, to believe in what they're producing. Part of it starts with a care factor. You got to care about people first. You got to care about their well-being, their development, what actually happens to them. And I think Jonathan does that really, really well. In his quiet way, he gets the student athletes to really believe that he cares about them. They've told me that. And then he's a good coach. He's a ball coach.
Yeah.
This guy has fundamentals. You go to his office, there's no pictures on the walls. He's got a football behind his desk. He's a ball coach. All of his coaches are ball coaches. I think that's what we needed at this time. And outside of the care factor, you've got to be able to know what you're talking about. People have to believe in you. You have to have a product that you've already done that people can look at and say, you know what, that guy's been successful or that woman has been successful, and that's what Jonathan has done at Oregon State and other places.
Alan, how important is it to have a holdover like your old friend Courtney Hawkins, to have him on staff to sort of welcome Coach Smith and kind of act as that bridge between?
Yeah, you know, good question. One, Courtney is a great coach. You know, Hawk is a great coach. But also, what's important, you know, I'm the athletic director, but I'm a former football player. What was important for me, and this isn't why Courtney was hired, but you have to understand that relationship between us and Ann Arbor. It's very, very important. And Courtney helps the new staff understand what that looks like. The great thing about it is Jonathan knows that from Oregon State and Oregon matchups. Maybe it's a little different here with our matchup against Ann Arbor. Courtney helps him do that. Demetrius Martin helps him do that. I think I help him do that. Coach Izzo. And that's a big part of what we do here.
You know, Alan, Steve and I were invited a couple of weeks ago to the donors party on the stadium floor. I hadn't been in there in a while. I don't know why I overreacted. I could not believe how fabulous that grass field is. And those of us on the floor were arguing because they thought it was artificial turf. I've never seen a grass field. When people watch on television tonight and they look at that, they'll think, well, that's got to be artificial. I don't know how Michigan State's agronomy department, I know this is a big grass. I don't know what you played on here, but I was shocked at how fabulous that grass field is in the stadium.
Yeah, I played on what would be considered, it was called AstroTurf, but it was more like concrete. Andy and our turf grass people do a great job.
Oh.
I mean, that's his baby. He takes care of it. He doesn't even like us to practice on it. And that's one of the things. Jonathan is a little different. Jonathan actually likes to practice at the stadium. He likes to be in the surroundings where we're going to play a game. But it's the best in the country.
Oh, when you see it on TV tonight, people, we were arguing.
Yeah.
Like, you were there.
Yeah.
I looked at that field. I said, Augusta National's got nothing on this place. It's that good? I mean, it is absolutely that good.
I've gotten asked questions quite a bit about our field and what other teams have gone to. We will be grass as long as I'm here.
So before I let you go, you're honoring Mark D'Antonio in the Ring of Honor coming up here later on this month, correct?
Correct.
So he'll be here, and that goes up. We're running out of a few places to put the Ring of Honor because there's a lot of guys that are up there. Every one of those names that are up there in the stadium, though, they take me back to, I mean, every era here has been a fabulous era in a lot of different ways, and it's understandable why he's going in there, too.
Yeah, Coach D will actually be here today for today's game, but Ohio State, we're going to honor him in the Ring of Honor. He goes into the College Football Hall of Fame in December, and I think I'm very similar to a lot of alumni and fans in that era, that stretch from 09 to 16, my kids grew up in that. And, you know, Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowls, all of the Big Ten championships, the players that came out of that era, the feel that we had dominating teams that we have rivalries against. He brought so much to this community. He's very special to what we do, and I'm excited that he's going to be up there permanently.
Absolutely. Well, Al Jay, you want to say something? Ask Alan something before? This is our star right here. We're losing her to ESPN next week.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but I do want to circle back to one thing you said about Coach Smith. The first thing you have to have is to care for your community, right? Care for your team. And I do want to point out that there is a fundraiser tomorrow for Omarion Smith and his family, and that was something that our team is heading. That is something that the athletic department is getting behind. That's 2 to 5, correct, at McDonald's on Saginaw? Right. So you know what? Our players are going to be out there. We want to rally around our Spartan family. And again, that's something that you've acknowledged that we see Coach Smith embodying. And that's something that is a Spartan community we want to embody with his family too. So if you get a chance, come on out 2 to 5, Saginaw and Lansing. Players will be there and just, again, supporting one of our local fellow Spartans.
It's absolutely on my schedule, and I plan on stopping by.
Great. Can't wait to see you there.
Thank you, Alan.
Right. Appreciate it.
Good luck this season. We thank Alan Haller, Michigan State's athletic director. Can you guys I got to go do the news.
We got to keep you for one more segment.
Good to see you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
good to see
you stopping
Al.
By.
Yeah.
All right, we will be back in just a few. We are live at Munn Field at Spartan Stadium for the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network tailgate show. Back after this.
Is Elena Lee of the Okemos High School girls golf team, and it's brought to you all season long by Doubting Industries.
It's time for another game day weather update.
As MSU begins its new football season tonight, we are keeping a very close eye on the forecast as some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this evening. Now, the good news is that all of the rain would move out before the game is done, but we'll keep an eye on the sky and make sure you pack the rain gear because some thunderstorms are
kind of a big deal. Pick up a large with your choice of flavored crust for $14.99 each. Order today on HungryHowies.com or download the app.
Hungry?
Howie!
It's time for another game day travel update delivered by Hungry Howie's.
Traffic still slow, 127 northbound, just south of I-96, all the way up to Trowbridge Road, up to Grand River and Saginaw exit, not only because of people coming in to watch for the Michigan State game, but the massive traffic construction that's going on there, which will be in place until December. 496 eastbound between Cedar Street and 127, that's still slower than normal, and it's slow on Grand River in East Lansing, as well as the main arteries coming into town from the south, Hagedorn Road, Harrison Road, etc., etc., etc. Your game day travel update is delivered to you by Hungry Howie's.
This is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show, presented by Price Right RV, with the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and Steve Goff. Now, from the mobile Sparky Electric Studios at the stadium, this is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show.
Coming to you live from Unfield and powered by Sparky's Electric, this is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show on the Lansing Sports Network, 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. Brought to you by Price Right RV. It's time to get out and enjoy the outdoors. Let Price Right RV show you how to experience all Michigan has to offer in a new RV. Visit Price Right RV in DeWitt on Old 27 and PriceRightRV.com. Don't plan your vacation, own your vacation with a new RV from Price Right. Coach Jonathan Smith has brought two of the top coaches in the country with him to the Spartan program, defensive coordinator Joe Rossi and offensive coordinator Brian Lindgren. And I've said it before, there's lots of moving parts to both of their playbooks, eh, Tim?
There are. Our offensive keys to the game, to me, center very simply around a couple of aspects. Number one, it's for every football team, especially in game one. How many turnovers, how many penalties? If you commit to penalties and turnovers, you're helping the other team. If Florida Atlantic's a two-touchdown underdog, anything like that's going to make it more available for them to stay in the game, let alone perhaps win the game. The other thing is you have a new quarterback. He has never started a game. He had some time at Oregon State with Jonathan Smith as a freshman last fall, came here. He's being well paid with name, image, and likeness money. There's pressure on him. Can he have success early and by that move the ball, get Michigan State down, get him a lead, and let him relax? He's got a lot of confidence, I can tell you that. He's wondering, can he possibly be the best quarterback in the Big Ten or the country if things go his way? He's a very confident kid. Will the offensive line protect him? There are a number of new people on the offensive line at Michigan State this fall. Amongst all these new players, there are a lot of new ones. And if there are backup players in the game, is the depth going to be a good enough situation that Michigan State can have success enough on offense tonight to beat Florida Atlantic? I would say those are the offensive keys tonight.
Offensive keys of the game with the Dean, Tim Stout, brought to you by Price Right RV, as they'd like to hand you the keys to a new or used RV from their lots in DeWitt or Sterling Heights. Alexandra on the other side of the ball, Joe Rossi's defense has to lock it down early today. What do you suppose are the Gazelle Investment and Wealth Management defensive keys to the game? In addition to what Shep was mentioning earlier, how about the penalties? We talked about how last year they had one of the most penalized teams. We've got to really reduce the amount of penalties that come in, right?
Yeah, I would say in terms of one of, again, the most penalty teams. In addition, though, we are going up against one of the teams that has had the least amount of possessions of their entire season last year.
Sure.
So looking at what we are able to do in terms of our defense, hearing what Coach Smith has said, you know, we have continued to be on track in terms of spring game, or I'm sorry, in terms of our training camps, in terms of the progression that we're looking to see. I think something interesting that he's doing, you know, we are switching in, you know, offense and defense. We have a couple players that are doing both. So very curious to see what that looks like on the field. And again, we have some things to learn from the Owls. We have some opportunities here at play. We have the second year that under their head coach. And again, one of the teams that is the least possessions of the ball. So
yeah, and if we can improve on the number of penalties, we should be able to tighten that up pretty quickly. I will also say, you know, Joe Rossi, being who he is, one of the greatest defensive minds in all of college football, we're lucky to have him here, but he does run some pretty involved schemes, and hopefully our players are able to adapt to those, and then we can see some improvement on the defensive side of the ball today. And those are your defensive keys of the game, brought to you by Gazelle Investment and Wealth Management. General information only, not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
So not my shopping problem?
You're right. Okay. To determine which investments may be appropriate, consult your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor before investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Well, the Spartans are hoping to deliver today, Alexandra, and we're going to deliver yet another traffic update courtesy of Hungry Howie's in just a few. Hungry Howie's, famous for flavor, and for a limited time, you can try the Pickle Bacon Ranch Pizza or Backyard Burger Pizza for just $14.99. Order today at HungryHowie's.com. Hungry Howie's. We'll be back shortly to check in with our friend Chris Solari to see who's in and who's out on the injury report. when the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show continues. And we want to thank Bigby Coffee, Dowding Industries, and Take 'Em Back Michigan. Also, LaFontaine Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Brunette Home Improvement, and B&M Trailers. Back in just a few, live from Munn Field, Steve Goff, Alexandra Jaiwook, and the Lansing Sports Network.
Come shop at Alumni Hall in Eastwood Town Center or alumnihall.com. Alumni Hall, where Spartan fans shop.
Another season of Michigan State Spartan football is back on Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. Never miss another touchdown again on the air and in the free Lansing Sports Network app. See game times and more in the Lansing Sports Network app. Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJIM, Lansing. And Classic Rock 94.9 WMMQ East Lansing, Town Square Media Stations. It's time for another game day weather update.
As MSU begins its new football season tonight, we are keeping a very close eye on the forecast as some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this evening. Now, the good news is that all of the rain would move out before the game is done, but we'll keep an eye on the sky and make sure you pack the rain gear because some thunderstorms are...
The kind of a big deal. Think of a large with your choice of flavored crust for $14.99 each. Order today on HungryHowies.com or download the app.
Hungry?
Howie!
It's time for another game day travel update delivered by Hungry Howies.
Traffic still slower. Let's try that again. 496 eastbound is slower than normal because of the coming in from the west side because of the people coming in for the big game tonight, as well as the construction going on 127 both directions between Grand River and I-96, and it is slow in the northbound lanes on 127 between 96 and the Grand River exit. That construction is going to continue until December. Your game day travel update is delivered to you by Hungry Howies.
This is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show, presented by Price Right RV, with the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and Steve Goff. Now, from the mobile Sparky Electric Studios at the stadium, this is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show.
Welcome back to the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network Tailgate Show here on the Lansing Sports Network, 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ. Broadcasting live and powered by Sparky's Electric. Steve Goff here. Matt Shepard from the Michigan Sports Network has vacated the premises.
Away?
Yeah, I think
I think he did.
Yeah, he had to go. He had to go. Bye-bye. But you know what? I got to spend some time with him earlier today. He was in our studios earlier this morning broadcasting his show, which starts on our airwaves officially on Monday, which we're excited about. Also, Tim Stout on his way back to the TV studio. You'll see him tonight on WILX Channel 10. And he'll be there comfortably in the studio, not out in this heat like myself. And the awesome Alexandra Jaiwook from the Lansing Sports Network, who's making her tailgate show debut and doing a fine job. Tim Stout is like ready to have you hired by ESPN, and we're not letting you go that easily. I can tell you that right now.
Don't worry, I've got my anchors in this field, in this community, and with the Spartan Network. So.
That's what I like to hear. It does take a village to make this happen, Alexandra, and I do want to thank Brock Palmbush, who's back working hard in the air-conditioned studios on Pine Tree Road of the Lansing Sports Network, and also my guy, Mr. Nathan, our engineer, who keeps us on the air, rocking and rolling and whatnot. And, of course, the lovely and talented Becky, who's here from our sales department, helping to set things up here, too. So it's taken a lot of folks to make this happen, but we sure do appreciate you listening this afternoon as we get ready for Michigan State versus Florida Atlantic. Alexandra, you and I have had a chance to attend some press conferences and to hear Coach Smith speak. You know, again, I want to ask you, as a Spartan grad, an alumni and a proud one at that, there's not too many people who bleed green and white the way you do. What do you think, Coach Smith? What do you think one of his redeeming qualities are? What do you think is so special about him?
You know, I continue to go back to the values that he believes in and the values that he instills. You see him take a press conference, for example, the way he addresses the media, the way he addresses his players. We were fortunate to see one of the summer training camp press conferences, and we had Jack Velling out. again, the way that he just coaches and gives guidance to these players, it's a lot different than I would say from what we've seen before. We see a mentor, we see a leader, but we see someone that is humble, and I think that that's something right now where we're in a rebuilding phase. You know, let's call it what it is. We face some adversity. He comes in, he keeps his head down, he puts to work. I want to say in one of his conferences, he made a quote and he said, "Hay is not in the barn yet in terms of being ready for the game." And he acknowledged that. But he said, "We've got work to do. Our players are eager. We see the energy on the field. We see the synergy between the recruits, the 61 new players that have not shirted up yet. And of course, our veteran players, very eager to have him here." I really am one of his biggest fans in terms of what he can do for this campus, for someone that has graduated from here in the past 10 years, from a believer of the program and the university. And I think that this was one of our best decisions in terms of hiring from the overall athletic department.
You know, something that's happening more and more these days is a blended family in America.
Yes.
And I kind of feel like that's what we have here. The number of people that wanted to follow Coach Smith, you know, from out west and to follow him here, his recruits and the players that had already played for him. It's interesting when you can bring three or more of those players all the way across country.
And you know what, not even to that, but look at our captains that we have that are leading our team to, might I say, a victory season. We have 3 out of 5 of our captains that are transfers.
Yeah.
Does that not say something, not only about the people that he's bringing over, but the way that the current team has accepted them, the way that they have led the team? Again, I go back to Jack Valling just because we've seen him a lot over the course of training camp, but he is an all-American, all-around leader. The continuous players that we have as far as captains go, they instill and they lead by example. And that's something that we need right now. And not only that we need, but that's something that the Spartan community can respect and something that we can admire.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that, especially when you talk about Jack Valling. I like the quiet confidence, the
low ego, high output.
Oh, there you go. Low ego, high output. He is all about that. But when we saw him speaking at the press conference, boy, oh boy, he was calm, cool, and collected. But he was respectful.
Sure.
He was very respectful. He wasn't over the top, but he was confident enough to say, "I like what I'm seeing out there, but we're going back to work. We've got work to do." So, excellent thoughts. Oh!
Did you hear a little rumble?
I think somebody's bowling outside of the tent, perhaps?
It's probably FAU trying to find something to do on their way home when they lose.
Could be, or it could be Chris Solari. I don't know. He's kind of known to make some noise. Chris Solari on the other end of the phone with us, my broadcast partner for Michigan State live at Breslin. Coming up, I cannot wait till he and I are at the Breslin again soon, but we've got some football to play.
Did I get cut out? Was this what just happened?
No, you're not getting replaced.
Okay.
There's no replacement.
I'll just go
happening.
To ESPN.
Yeah, no. You're not going for it. Chris, you're causing problems already. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I usually am good at. I'm not with you guys, but I'm actually looking at you from upstairs in the stadium in the tent.
Do you see
tent?
Me waving?
I can't. I'm upstairs in the.
Oh, in the dry.
Tent, but yeah. Well, is it raining out there? I did see a bolt of lightning.
Not yet, and we're not melting yet. When we start melting, we'll let you know. So speaking of melting, is there anyone melting on the injury list yet today, Chris?
Yep, injury report came out about right when that bolt of lightning hit, and the bolt of lightning told us Avery Dunn, defensive end, is out. You know, one of the top ends, a backup, veteran guy who played a lot of snaps last year, but that's it. And, you know, the bigger question was whether Montori Foster would be healthy enough to go. Nobody on the questionable report. He had been banged up a little during camp, but they were kind of giving him some time and care to the rest, and he's a go today. So just Avery Dunn is the only injury report today for Michigan State.
Well, we wish him good health and a speedy recovery, but I can tell you Alexandra just lit right up when you said Montori's playing.
Well, you know what? Again, one of Aiden's right-hand guys, he has continued to lead us in terms of catches. His energy that he brings in, he's reliable. His energy that he brings on the field, you can constantly just see him ready to go, reliable, trustworthy. He's going to be there for when Aiden is ready to throw in the ball.
Yeah, and he is an athletic guy who can make plays. We saw that last year in one of the games. I can't remember if it was the Indiana game where he had to catch and spun away from 2-3 guys and powered his way in. He's a hard-nosed football player who has a basketball skill set and is veteran voice. that, that this young team with so many transfers and everything else needs, and a guy that can be a good mentor for Childs, and he's a leader on this team.
So, Chris, with a clean slate today, a couple of questions as we push toward a Spartan victory to start the season. As we mentioned earlier, they've got to be patient but aggressive at the same time and balanced. Someone has to step up and make a play, and someone has to rise to the occasion to make that happen today. Who's your pick to come up with the Coors Light making it look easy play of the game today, my friend?
Well, I think it's hard to kind of make that gauge right now, looking at the weather and looking kind of out there and seeing some rain off in the distance and wondering where it'll be a kickoff. Because I think that'll change maybe some of the things that both of these teams can do, and may want to do. I mean, her first game of the year, you may want to try and keep it on the ground a little bit more if it's a little slick, and that I think would give, the two running backs, Nate Carter and Kayron Lynch Adams, a chance to make some big plays. But I'm going to go with Aiden Childs. I think Aiden Childs has the ability with his leg to make a play if it's rainy, if it's clears up and moves out. He's got the big arm. He's got the downfield ability to stretch the field, but also the ability to find guys underneath. So, Aiden Childs is kind of my pick to click there, and that's kind of a no-brainer when you're talking about a starting quarterback. He may have some ups and downs along the way, but I think today is day one of not just Jonathan Smith's tenure at Michigan State, but also Aiden Childs' starting career.
So you've seen him enough in these press conferences and during practices and such, Chris. Do you feel like the Spartans made a good pick in making an 18-year-old one of the team captains?
I do, because I think he's got just that it factor that I think you need in terms of being a star, first of all. But more importantly, to be a leader. I mean, when you're touching the ball every play, you're two guys who touch the ball, your center in Tanner Miller and Aiden Childs in the quarterback. You need to have that ability to bring guys along with you. And that's one of the things I think I've noticed for both of those guys, really. Tanner Miller, that's a very sneaky add Michigan State in a guy who last year was Oregon State's backup center, who worked with Aiden Childs. So that helps calm the nerves for the young quarterback. But Aiden Childs, I think, has done a great job of kind of getting to know the guys around him, making sure that everybody's on the same page, and kind of bringing in the all-encompassing knowledge of everyone on the roster that kind of Jonathan Smith has tried to do. And he's lived it. He's lived what his coach has preached in terms of get to know your guys next to you, who they are. Not just who they are as football players, but who they are off the field, who they are in the classroom, who they are, where their hometowns are from. Looking at them by face and knowing who is who. That's something I think for an 18-year-old kid, Aiden Childs has a much bigger vision than maybe a lot of 18-year-olds do at this point.
Can't be understated to have, you know, have Tanner Miller, like you said, a guy who you're getting real intimately close with on a game-by-game basis as your center, literally and figuratively. But also, Alexander and I were talking before you joined us. I don't know if you heard us while you were on hold, but what are your thoughts on Jack Velling?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, the old axiom is that a young quarterback's best friend is a tight end.
Yep.
And, you know, that is to have the experience working with Jack Velling is so critical for Aiden Childs' development. And listen, Velling is a heck of a football player, too. I mean, you know, he was second-team All-Pac-12 pick last year, is a red zone presence, can stretch the field vertically from the tight end spot. But it's the underneath stuff that I think is going to be important for Childs' development, to have a security blanket in Jack Velling that, you know, I can check down. He's going to be sitting his routes underneath and being able to give me some plays on the edge and outside when maybe the receivers are a little more covered. Gives him some blocking in different plays and has the knowledge of playing at the highest level. So I do think that you talk about those three guys as being the three guys who came from Oregon State. You couldn't have had them with Velling, Miller, and Childs at the most critical positions to make an offensive overhaul like Jonathan Smith did.
Alexandra, we've been talking a lot about Aiden Childs, Jack Velling, Tanner Miller. Who do you have on your radar for the Coors Light making it look easy play of the game today? Who's going to be behind that?
You know what? Hold on 1 second. I just had to crack a cold one for Coors Light, you know?
Look at you.
Well, I would say in terms of the players and, you know, who I'm really looking for, I'm excited for Aiden. He is one of the youngest quarterbacks. He started college early. He's one of the top picks in the nation. And we have continued to watch him develop. And from a university that has experienced what Michigan State has, and to be able to have not only a coach that's coming in with the values that he does, but to be able to have a quarterback that is loyal enough to follow him, take a risk, uproot his life. I'm excited to see what he does. I'm excited to see some of his plays. I had the opportunity to watch him sideline during the spring game, catching, you know, doing a little OBJ trick, you know, jumping up with the one-handed catches, you know, leaping up on one foot. So again, while we're having fun in his spring game, I have faith in him, and I'm very excited to see how he leads this team as one of our five captains.
Well, I can't believe she just stepped all over your pick, Chris. So now she picks Aiden Childs. You pick Aiden Childs. I'm gonna go against it only because I think Aiden's gonna have a great game, but just for fun, I'm gonna say Jack Velling. And so it's interesting that we all pick players that have followed Coach Smith from out west, Chris.
Isn't that a leadership thing?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said I think it's interesting that we all picked players who followed Coach Smith from out west.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, there's 61 new guys in this roster, and I think 24 of them are transfers. And there's a lot of guys that are coming in beyond those three guys from Oregon State at key positions. You know, guys like Luke Newman's going to move into one of the guard spots. He's moving up from Holy Cross. He's got a draft potential. There's K'Ron Lynch Adams at the backup running back. That gives some boost to Nate Carter. You've got guys on the defensive side like Jordan Turner coming in from Wisconsin and a number of defensive tackles after the attrition. It's been a long month of trying to get guys all on the same page, and really a long couple months since Jonathan Smith took over the program and started instilling his vision to what he sees Michigan State being. Today's the chance for all those guys to kind of coalesce and show what the last few months and few weeks have been like, and what you kind of can really expect from this team moving forward.
But you know what, Solari, how hard is it to fill your vision when you have the people that are filling it come with you?
I'm sorry, I missed that one. I think we're losing a little bit of break up here with the...
No, you're okay. You had mentioned, you know, okay, Jonathan Smith filling his vision, right, of what he wants this season to look like. But how hard is it to really work and fill that vision when you have so many loyal players with you, willing to back you to support and fill that?
Yeah, it's a big thing. I mean, you know, the biggest thing to make coaching change is building and instilling trust in guys. And, you know, the constant movement around college football now makes that a difficult thing. But I do think that one of the things I've seen from Jonathan Smith, I mean, all the guys that were on the preseason camp roster day one or on the preseason camp roster for game one. That's a full month. That tells you something, right? I mean, that tells you that there was no attrition. We've seen over the last few years guys have transferred in and never dressed and left the program before game one. We've seen guys who had been in the program and left during camp to go explore other opportunities. We've seen guys come in from other places during camp. The fact that the roster stayed static throughout the course of the month, and knowing how college football is now, I think because of volumes to what this group thinks and feels about not just Jonathan Smith, but the coaches that he brought in and is building his program around.
So our picks for the Coors Light making it look easy play of the game, Coors Light presents to chill or not to chill. Choose chill, choose Coors Light. For the party, we have two-thirds of us picking Aiden Childs and one-third of us picking Jack Velling. Chris, MSU is a 13.5-point favorite last I saw. Do they cover today?
I think they do. I think it is going to be close in terms of covering, but I do think that this is going to be a team that they've had a long time gearing up for this. And I think the guys have talked about this over and over again. They're ready to see someone else. And, you know, on the other sideline, that Florida Atlantic team has a lot of different looks, too. And Tom Herman's a very good coach. I got Michigan State winning this one 31-17.
31-17. All right. So 31-17 is a... So you got them covering the spread.
right at that mark. I mean, there is going to be interesting.
Alexandra, what do you
and
think?
And again, the weather, go ahead. Weather's going to play a factor.
Sure. Alexandra, your prediction? Does MSU cover the 14-point favorite?
I do have us covering, and you know what? We need to win by 28 heading into our first big game, Big Ten game, really. So I have us at 45-17.
Wow. Boy, you've got them putting up some offense. I like that.
Optimistic.
That's about as many points as they scored all last season.
No, whole new team, Solari. Whole new team. 61 new players, baby.
Whole new team. I'm going to go with 35-7.
Okay.
I say MSU plays great on both sides of the ball today, and they have the two new coordinators, Brian Lindgren and Joe Rossi, are going to be very proud of their Spartan team today on both sides of the ball. Special teams might become part of the key as well, but that's my prediction. Chris, thanks for joining us, my friend. Stay safe up there.
You got it, guys. You guys be safe out there and make sure to dodge some raindrops and do whatever you need to do. We'll see you soon.
We'll be right up. Hold the door. All right. This is Steve Goff and my friend Alexandra Jaiwa, Chris Solari on the other end of the phone as we are live, local, and late breaking from Munn Field, just outside of Spartan Stadium, Football Church.
The Woodshed.
The Woodshed.
The Woodshed.
It is the Price Right RV, Lansing Sports Network, Spartan Tailgate Show. We'll be back right after this.
Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Steve Goff from the Lansing Sports Network. Join me and your fellow Lions fans for a watch party at Arts Pub, 809 East Kalamazoo Street in Lansing, Sunday, September 8th at 8, as the Lions take on the Rams. We'll have a pair of Lions tickets to give away at halftime and plenty of food and drinks courtesy of the staff at Arts Pub.
Must be 21 years or older and must be present to win tickets.
See you Sunday, September 8th. Someone's going home with Lions tickets from Arts Pub and Lansing Sports Network.
It's time for another game day weather update.
As MSU begins its new football season tonight, we are keeping a very close eye on the forecast as some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible this evening. Now, the good news is that all of the rain would move out before the game is done, but we'll keep an eye on the sky and make sure you pack the rain gear because some thunderstorms are
possible. It's kind of a big deal. Think of a large with your choice of flavored crust for $14.99 each. Order today on HungryHowies.com or download the app.
Hungry?
Howie!
It's time for another game day travel update delivered by Hungry Howie's.
Traffic now slower than normal, 96 going both directions between the Okemos Road exit and the Cedar Street exit because of the precipitation going through right now. Also 127 going both directions between the Holt Road exit and the Grand River exit. Again, be careful driving out there. The rain coming through right now as you're heading into the football game, and be careful with that construction going on 127 both directions between Jolly Road and Grand River. Your game day travel update is delivered to you by Hungry Howie's.
This is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show, presented by Price Right RV, with the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, and Steve Goff. Now, from the mobile Sparky Electric Studios at the stadium, this is the Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show.
Well, and here we are. Down to just the two of us.
Here we are.
And then there were two.
And then there were two, Steve.
Alexandra Jaiwa from the Lansing Sports Network. Myself, Steve Goff. Tim Stout was here earlier. So was Matt Shepard. We appreciate those fellas hanging out while they could. It's nice to know Shep's got his daughter goes to school here.
She does. It sounds like he's got a good relationship with her, very in tune with the student body of Michigan State. We can't ask for more when we're looking at, you know, the people we're sharing our on-air experiences with, those that were tapped in at the Lansing Sports Network. So we're grateful for Matt Shepard, Tim Stout, and really the rest of the Spartan community.
Yeah, especially Engineer Nathan.
Keeping us sane over here.
Sales Manager Becky. We've got Brock Palmbush holding us together like the duct tape of our radio stations back at the studio. A couple of fans stopping by to say hi.
We got some donuts.
We got donuts. Man, we got everything. You want some donuts? We got donuts too.
You guys want tickets? You going?
Do you guys have tickets?
Yeah.
You have tickets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. All right. We're just giving it away. No, but what
it's
a
like
great
Oprah.
Afternoon.
You get a car. Yeah. You get a ticket.
You get a car.
You get a ticket.
You get a car. Oh.
We like taking care of our fans.
We do. It's quite great. What's that? You can have a couple. Go ahead.
No, he's got tickets.
Oh, he's got tickets.
He's got tickets.
I think he was asking for an extra donut.
Go find someone that doesn't, though. We'll help you out.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have a pair of tickets here from Dr. Rixey, a member of our community who passed away a few years ago. And we've got a couple of tickets that we can give away if anybody wants to stop by. You're looking for tickets last minute, stop by our tent. We're at the Meyer Fan Fest on Munfield. Again, Steve Goff, Alexander Jaiwook from the Lansing Sports Network. What a fun time today. And, you know, the weather, you know, it's like the clouds are coming and going.
It's Michiganing right now.
I hear there's snow in the forecast for tomorrow.
And you know what? I did hear, too, that we were actually going to get a sandstorm.
A sandstorm.
Can you believe that?
You can, yeah, maybe a hurricane. I mean, weather is no joking matter. Here we go. So anyway, great time out here. We appreciate Alan Haller for stopping by, President Guskowitz. I mean, what a full, chock-full show. Lots of fun today. So again, tonight, kickoff, 7 p.m., Michigan State under the Jonathan Smith regime, taking on Florida Atlantic. Tom Herman bringing him to town to play some ball. Again, Tom Herman's got some great experience. This should be a great matchup tonight.
It should. You know, I think we can learn a lot. We've got a young team, but we also are no stranger to the Friday Night Lights. We have not lost a Friday Night Light game with our season opener in over 10 games. So, you know, excited to have our players out here. We're excited to have the fans back out. Thank you for spending Labor Day weekend with us. And thank you just for supporting the Spartan community.
You are just chock full of random info. Like, listen. Breaking the fourth wall. This young lady is all worried today. Like, I don't know how I'm going to do. It's my first time. I'm like, you got this. And sure enough, you are just, man, one thing after another. So great job today, Alexandra. It's great to have you along. And, oh, look, you got some support out here. They're cheering for you. That's great. That's awesome. I love it. Checks in the mail. All right. So again, we've been doing this since 3:30 this afternoon. We will be back on the air next week too with the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show. We'll be in the warm climes of the studios at 3420 Pine Tree Road. So with Tim Stout and myself next weekend. Actually, Dalton Shetler in for Tim Stout next weekend, and Jimmy O'Brien as well. Going to be a lot of fun. So in the meantime, thanks to everyone who was here today. Thanks to our guest, MSU President Kevin Guskowitz, former Spartan J.U. Colcrick, and actually Spartan for life. Give me a break.
Right. I mean, sports analyst, yeah, and sideline reporter at this
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. MSU Athletic Director Extraordinaire Alan Haller, and of course, Detroit Free Press beat writer Chris Solari. Thanks as well to my co-host, the Dean of Sports, Tim Stout, Michigan Sports Network X's and Bros show host, Matt Shepard. So great to have Matt along today. Lansing Sports Network's Alexander Jaiwook, Brock Palmbush handling the mixing board in the studio, and engineer Nathan keeping us live, local, and late breaking and safe today. I'm Steve Goff. Be sure to join us next Saturday for another edition of the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network Tailgate Show, powered by Sparky's Electric, as we preview Maryland. Thanks to Hungry Howie's, Coors Light, Quality Tire of Lansing, Alumni Hall, Hager Fox, Bigby Coffee, Gazelle Investment and Wealth Management, Doubting Industries, Take 'em Back Michigan, LaFontaine, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Brunette Home Improvement, and B&M Trailers for helping us bring the show to you. Now, stay tuned on the Lansing Sports Network, 1240 WJIM, Lansing's Big Talker, and Classic Rock 94.9 MMQ for Will Tiemann and the Spartan Media Network's pregame coverage of MSU against Florida Atlantic. They'll take you all the way up to kickoff between the Spartan and Owls at 7 p.m. Till next time, for all of us at the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network Tailgate Show, go green!
Go white, Steve!
join us next Saturday afternoon at 12 noon for the Price Right RV Lansing Sports Network Spartan Tailgate Show from the studios of 1240 WJIM before Michigan State takes on Maryland next Saturday.
Lansing's Big Talker, 1240 WJ.